On this day, November 10th, 1871, explorer Henry Morton Stanley finally located the missing Scottish missionary Dr. David Livingstone in the town of Ujiji near Lake Tanganyika. After months of searching through the heart of Africa, Stanley greeted him with the now famous words, "Dr. Livingstone, I presume?" The meeting became one of the most celebrated encounters in the history of exploration.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by CHEV.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Also on this day, in 1775, the Continental Congress established the United States Marine Corps, which would go on to serve in every major American conflict. Also on this day, in 1903, inventor Mary Anderson received a patent for her windshield wiper design, a simple yet ingenious invention that would become standard on automobiles around the world.